The Malaysian military says the passenger jet that disappeared last Saturday veered off course from its intended flight path, that is, from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Officials said on Tuesday that the radar tracked Flight 370 over the Strait of Malacca, hundreds of kilometers to the west of where civilian air traffic controllers lost contact with it off of Malaysia's eastern coast. The strait is one of the busiest shipping routes and separate from the west coast of Malaysia and the Indonesian island of Sumatra. The location of the Boeing 777 with 239 people aboard remains a mystery today. It disappeared from civilian radar without any distress calls about an hour after leaving Kuala Lumpur on Saturday. VOA's Ken Brendemeyer spoke with aerospace expert Wayne Plucker for his read on this latest information that the passenger plane might have traveled back west from its original course to the east.
It sounds like an attempt to return to Kuala Lumpur to land. That would have actually been southwest from the position, but at the same time, having some past experience with radar, sometimes that's an appearance more than a reality. The actual turns take several sweeps of the radar to really discern that it's an honest turn, not just a movement apparent to the radar.
Do you think they'll find this airplane?
Eventually, yes, but this may be quite an effort to find. Logically, they've got airplanes out there currently, maritime patrol airplanes that should be able to detect anything on the surface and to some degree the subsurface information coming off a crash information systems, if you will. But this may be a while. Remember that the Air France airplane that went off of down off of Brazil, it took quite a while, even though there was apparent wreckage on the surface. It took quite a while to locate where that was.
What is your best estimate, your best thinking here of what actually happened here to this aircraft?
This is really odd. Of course, so was the Air France one. But the Air France aircraft was transmitting data via a system on board known as ACARS, which is kind of a data streaming device. Apparently, the 777 from Malaysian Airlines was not transmitting ACARS information, so that takes away that piece of information. I've heard some pundits talk about an explosive decompression incapacitating the pilots. I've been through a pretty significant decompression, and we had plenty of time to get our masks on, so it's not a matter that somebody went unconscious. And the greater risk is actually from a slow leak, but we have systems on board that tell us when that happens. Structural failure, the 777's had one of the greatest safety records of any aircraft to this point, with the exception, of course, of the Asiana bird that crashed at San Francisco. Most of them have been relatively more minor events. So there's nothing that points a finger at a problem. Malaysian Airlines has a good history of maintenance. The one outstanding thing, the one thing that isn't clearly identified or clearly written off, is the potential for some sort of terrorist event. But again, the Kuala Lumpur airport is pretty good on security and has a good reputation internationally. So there's no finger pointing in any one direction. Those are just the possible answers.
Wayne Plucker is an aerospace expert. He was speaking with VOA's Ken Brendemeyer.